welcome to KeenScottRadioTV.com. This is On The Beat Radio Talk Show. And my, do we have a show for you today. We are here with great jazz saxophonist Gino Marriott. We are knowing that you are going to enjoy us today, so we're going to give you our phone number, 240-362-7552. Again, we are live today with Gino Marriott. Welcome, Gino.
Hey, guys. Thank you. Thank you for having me. Thank you so much. And hello, everybody.
Yes, we are talking to our 1.6 million listeners live here at KeenScottRadioTV.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to reach back and talk to an old friend. We've been knowing this guy for so long, and it's just been a blessing to see his talent continue to grow. So we're going to talk to him about his career and what he's has done and what he is doing today. We have some special events coming up that you all can participate in soon, very, very soon. Now, Gino, can you tell us about the when you found out that you had a passion for this particular instrument? How old were you then? Do you remember?
You know, that question is tricky. You said the word passion. I started playing at 9 years of age, you know. I liked to play the saxophone when I first started in elementary school. But the passion in itself, I don't think it came until I was like 39, 40 years of age. You know what I mean?
Wow.
39, 40, that's when the passion came. Because a lot of people, you know, may have an issue with it play, but you asked about the word passion. And for me, I want to say it was later on in life. I'm 39, 40, somewhere around there.
Now, I want my audience.
I didn't play it all throughout my life, but that's because of the lack of passion. But the passion came at that time.
I want my audience to know, never mind the fact he sounds like he's 18 years old, but
far from that,
yes. And the music that you play comes from your spirit, and it's good to know that you are paying attention to the craft and it stayed with you. Now, if you had to give a small piece of advice to the younger audience about instruments and things, what would you tell them?
You know, I would ask them, you know, why are they playing the instrument? Why do you want to play the instrument?
Yeah.
And then once you answer that question, then I think everything else follows. You know, why? Are you done because your friend wants to play it, or do you want to play it? Did your mama and daddy tell you to play it? And even, it's not a right or wrong answer, but it helps you put the category of where the music is in terms of priority or whatever in your life. Where does it fit in your life? You know, what is it to you? And you know, so and it's not. I don't find it to be automatic because, like I said, you know, I was in the ninth grade when my parents bought me a saxophone. I think I was in second grade or something like that, and I was a good student of it, played all through elementary school, high school, up into college. But after college is where, you know, I realized I didn't have a passion. I just didn't. I wanted to do other things. And, you know, life plays tricks on you. But those tricks can also get you to where you need to be. And so if it's a profession that a person is looking at doing, then that's one thing. But if you're looking, it says, something wrong with that. That's another thing, and they all work for the great good of my opinion, you know.
Okay, that's great. So what about your band members? I know that you've got a group that backs you up and helps to enhance what you do as you enhance what they do.
Right. You know, I have a band called, I have a couple of bands. My main band is the Spirit of Jazz. You know,
okay.
The Spirit of Jazz is a band that's been with me for 9 years. In totality, by the name of Patrick Klein, who's our bassist. He's been with me for 9 years. Tony Brown on drums. And they've all done different things. Mo Daniels on keys. He's played with Lloyd Price, Najee Kim.
Wow.
Ray Parker Jr., Anita Baker, and he's been with us for a couple of years. We have a tremendous heavenly vocalist by the name of Harmony, and she sings all over the area. But we travel a lot, mainly on the East Coast.
Okay.
We've gone as far west as, you know, Chicago, to Vermont during the pandemic. But, you know, we're a tight group. You know, we have about seven of us, I said. But then again, you know, if one of us are not able to make it or we're sick, you know, we have backups as well. So, you know, I get a lot of the attention, but we have a very good team, you know, about seven of us, really. And then we have other bands that we manage as well.
Okay. We're going to take a quick musical break, but we'll be right back at you. We're talking live to
Gino Marriott.
Okay, we are back. Can you talk to us a little bit about what you are doing currently with the band that you talk about and your performances around and, you know, what are you into, my brother?
Well, you know, first of all, with our band, we have a lot of events that we do. In particular, this weekend, we have our golf and jazz getaway. It's in the Williamsburg, Virginia area, and we play all over. We play all over in Frederick, Maryland, and the western part of Maryland. A lot of private events, weddings, and things of that as well. During the pandemic, we found that most people were a little reluctant to go to public venues still, so they would create their own private entertainment, whether it would be in their home or they would rent out a place and control it that way. And it really has stuck. But we do have this week our golf and jazz getaway weekend. We want folks to know about, you know, it's in Williamsburg, Virginia. We have a Friday night gala there at the Doubletree Hotel. They can find all our information on our website there at gmusicgroup.com. And it's a place called New Kent Winery, folks, that we are playing at just outside of Richmond. It's an outsider event, a wonderful 26-acre vineyard. That we'll be performing at from 6:30 p.m. until 9:30 p.m. It's outside. It's majestic. Good food trucks, and great music. And that's what we're going to be doing our big concert there this Saturday, July 22nd, 6:30 to 9:30 at a place called New Kent Winery. And you can find them on their website at newkentwinery.com.
So if you was to tell us about your style of jazz, what would you give that an autonomy as?
You know, I'm going to tell you something, Scott. They make us choose when we're recording music. You have to choose what category you're going to be in.
Okay.
When you're recording your own music, I have original music out there. You can find us, Google Gino, G-E-N-O, Gino Marriott. And you have to choose a category. Most of the time, I choose jazz. And so to answer the question, I'm still trying to answer that question. I don't like categories, although I do contemporary smooth jazz. Miles Davis said it best. He said, don't give me any category. If you play long enough, Miles said, you begin to sound like yourself. So the music I play is the peak. It is classified as, you know, contemporary smooth jazz as far as the charts. But, you know, I do all types of music, you know. I do jazz, I do gospel, I do classic rock and R&B, but for the most part, it's a jazzy, you know, top 40 contemporary style that you're going to hear in the likes of like Grover Washington Jr., or Kenny G., and, you know, Chris Botti, people that we've opened up for, like Brian Colson, Boney James, folks like that, you know. But that question, though, is always a question to me. You know, I'm still trying to answer it, and I hope that I never do, because I think that music is always evolving, and, you know, we have to put labels on it because the radio stations, like, and the owners and how they track with how the music is being heard and being displayed. But, you know, chill, contemporary smooth jazz.
Yes, oh my gosh, that just sounds so exciting. I'm looking forward to this next venue that DJ Dove and I, DJ Love, will also be attending. So we are excited about that.
Yes.
Gino, what about the vocalist that you have with you? Do you have one at each venue, or do you have her or him sometimes, or how does that work?
It all depends. You know, we do vocals herself. You know, it depends on the style that's requested. You know, but for the most part, when she's traveling, and like she'll be there with us this Saturday. She, and I hate to say she, but she's part of the band.
Okay.
So, her name is Harmony.
Harmony.
She's just from. I'm gonna tell you something, Gary. Anything from Aretha Franklin to Jill Scott.
Oh.
To Reba McEntire, she can do.
My.
So you know, we're a melting pot of genres that we put together, because we might have someone that calls us for a private event and they want to hear Tennessee Whiskey. It's classified in the country section, but it's a blues chord. It's a blues chord change. So I'm very careful these days about, you know, again going back. So, we have tremendous vocal, and we have some others as well that work with Micah Chevalier. She's out of Baltimore. She has music out there as well.
Wow.
So it's a collaboration, you know, that we do depending on, because you may have a place that says we don't want vocals today. We just want background music for an event that we're doing, or we want this or we want that. So we try to cater the music to what the event wants or what the client wants, or what the person wants, whether it's at someone's home in the backyard or whether it's at the convention center. Each one is different.
Yes, and that's amazing. I just love to hear that. So I know that I heard you mention a little bit earlier about some of the artists that you've worked with. Who stands out in your mind? And I know that may not be easy, but who stands out?
Well, you know, as far as artists that I work with, I've worked with gospel artists. Some of you may know Byron Cage. I learned a lot from Byron Cage over the years.
Yes.
In terms of how to treat people, how to maintain business in terms of entertainment.
Yes.
You know, and that's more on the gospel side. And I've done a lot of that. We've opened up for, on the gospel side, with Marvin Sapp. And the jazz side, we've opened up for Boney James. You know, we work with Marcus Ashton. We've done shows with him.
Yes.
Brian Call is one that comes out of my mind. Very friendly, very nice guy. Jaheim Joyner.
Yes.
But even locally, you know, people like Marcus Johnson.
Marcus Johnson,
with him,
yes.
And folks that you may not have heard of, you know, work with people locally that are doing some tremendous things. I mentioned Earl Ivey, who's a tremendous percussionist, and it's just so many to name, you know.
Yes.
But in terms of anybody that sticks out in particular, it depends on the situation. I learned it's like a sponge. I learned to be a sponge. I tell people, be a sponge. If you're into this music business here, you can always learn something from someone, and if you can't, then you don't need to be there.
I like that.
So, but for me, I don't want to say I have a favorite, but I each opportunity that I have had work with someone, I count it all joy. It's just you never know who you're going to meet, you know. And music has been a blessing to me.
Okay, well,
Ron played for the Vice President of the United States. We're doing something for, matter of fact, this Friday with Governor Westmore of Maryland at the Gaylord, you know, and you just never know.
You know, you mentioned his name. I have to give him up.
Just because they may or may not be famous doesn't diminish the contribution that you could learn from someone. You know, that's another thing I found out as well.
Right. The governor is just doing an outstanding job. We had a chance to speak with him before he reached his governorship, and he is just a really to-the-heart kind of guy, not your average politician. He really cares. It's a sensitivity thing with him, and we very much so appreciate him. Well, we're going to take another musical break. You're listening to King Scott Radio TV. com. I have DJ Love with me, and I am DJ Dove, and our special guest is Gino Marriott. We'll be right back. We are back live with our vocalist, and that being DJ Love and myself. And we have a special guest with us, Mr. Gino Marriott. So he's going to tell us a little bit about some other events that he is going to be doing going forward, because some of you all may be caught by surprise. We've been holding our hand on his pulse to find out what he's doing. We're going to be at his concert this coming weekend, and we hope to get plenty of pictures so you all can see how handsome he is. Yes. Along with that, and the cool hats he wears.
I was going to talk about that because I have a passion for hats. DJ Dub knows that, and I was going to talk about those hats. He took the words out of my mouth.
Right, so we're going to. So, what are you doing beyond this particular event, the golf tournament? And we need to ask you right quick. Do you play golf?
Yeah. I'm not any good, but I play. I'm okay. You know, it's a tremendous time we have at this golf tournament. People saying, "Listen, I can't play." Well, no one's going to be Tiger Woods. You're going to do that. That's a whole other occupation. But no, it's a fun time we have in Williamsburg, Virginia. This Friday on the 20th, 10 o'clock, and people can get information on our website at gmusicgroup.com, and just Google Gino Marriott, and all of it comes up on Google. But we start off with a golf tournament. We have our reception gala that night at the DoubleTree Hotel, and then the next day we're at New Kent Winery. And I'm going to tell you, New Kent Winery is just a beautiful, guys, it's a beautiful winery. Great wine. Family-friendly environment, plenty of space, beyond that. And then the next day we have our in the morning jazz for jazz master Mo Daniels. This gentleman I was telling you about who's worked with Floyd Price, from Ray Parker Jr. He played with Najee for many years. Kim, you name it, and the list goes on. And Rita Franklin, Anita Baker, you know. So he's going to be doing a solo performance for our breakfast brunch. But we have events going on every week or every other day, it appears. And, you know, we're thankful for that. You know, as I said, on this Thursday, we're playing at the Gaylord, and that's where we'll have the opportunity to perform in the presence of Governor Wes Moore and other folks that will be there for the National Catholic Conference Convention. That's what it's called. And some of our events are on our website as well. You know, but we're playing, you know, Maryland, Virginia, Delaware, North Carolina, Pennsylvania. Whoever calls will be there. So tell everybody, give us a call. We'll be right there. You know?
But you're originally from North Carolina. Is that correct?
I grew up in North Carolina. You know, I tell you, I was born actually in Philadelphia. And so when we were about 4 years old, 4 or 5, my father moved us back to his hometown in the Raleigh-Durham area, and that is where the saxophone came into play.
I see.
There, with the high school there, and came here to the D.C. area to study music while I was at Howard, and as a young man there trying to find my way. And, you know, so the music has never left. I could have, the one type of job I had, no matter what I was doing, music was always there, you know. When I was working for a marketing company, I remember working for this marketing company, and I would, on lunch break, everybody would go to lunch, I would sneak to the park and take my saxophone and practice, because I didn't want anybody to know that I was practicing the saxophone, because at that time, me doing what I'm doing now just seems so ridiculous.
Right, right.
Talk to folks out there that's doing things that it's ridiculous. If it's ridiculous, you got to go for it. Because you look back on it and say, I wish I had. So I didn't want to do that. And so I was desperate enough to really channel my passion into music to wherein I could make a living doing it. And that's what I wanted to do. And it wasn't about chasing the money. See, it was the passion. Like the first thing you asked me, it was the passion to do what you want to do. And then if you follow what you really are passionate about, gifted about, everything else will follow. And you hear this all the time. I heard it a lot. But it didn't come reality until at the time, about 39, 40 years of age, you know, wherein, you know, you have nothing else. And you're in that place. You're in that place, and this is what I want to do. And I got to do it. When you go to bed at night thinking the same thing you thought about when you woke up that morning, it doesn't go anywhere. And so, you know, I feel I've been doing this now for 12 years, folks, 12 years. And every day is a new day. Every day is like it's the first time I'm playing. Every time I play somewhere, there's an adrenaline rush. Some people call it nervousness, but there's an adrenaline rush. Even this interview, you know, can't believe that you're doing an interview to talk about what you do.
Right.
And so, you know, I'm thankful, you know, but there's always something more that you want to learn, that you want to do. And it's never a destination, it's just a journey.
You know, I was telling DJ Love that this morning. I just enjoy it so much. But I'm going to take you back a little bit. We used to play basketball together. And ladies and gentlemen, we had such a wonderful time. I remember it was up at Friendly High School, and we would get the gym together. And all of the people would just come around and play ball, guys that you just see in and out of the neighborhoods. And we were surprised to find out that Gino Marriott could play basketball very, very well. I remember the jump shots. He remember mine too.
Because we were young back then. Yeah, yeah. We had hair on our heads.
Yeah, and it was just a joy doing that, and to be able to think back, and that's genuine.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I remember that. That was something, you know. And I still talk to, you know, a lot of those guys to this day. But you know, we were young, we were having a good time. I still love watching basketball. But I'm gonna tell you, my younger brother, you know, he had an opportunity to play a little while for the Chicago Bears. And he was a tremendous athlete, you know. So even though I don't play basketball anymore, I kind of replaced it with golf, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we had to change up because it gets a little physical. But not for Gino. Gino stood.
Good shot.
Yeah, thank you. I tell DJ Love about that. I don't know if she believes me or not. But see, you know, Gino never really came in the paint that much because he could stand so far away from the basket and shoot jump shots, and they would go in. I don't mean just rattle in. I mean go in. And we were sitting in amazement of how well his skills were. But we all had skills back then because that was the flavor of the time. But just to stay on topic, I wanted to mention that because those were fond memories.
I know, man.
Of what we did. Now, going forward, where do you see your music and your career going, and what can King Scott Radio do to assist that, because now we have a little muscle behind us. We got some skills, we got some blessings, and we got some power. We're going to use that for the glory. So what are you going to be doing in terms of your career going forward?
Well, first of all, I want to thank King Scott Radio. I want to thank you guys for having me on your platform and just even allowing me to share my little bit of what I've been able to do and what we are doing. So thank you so much, and I speak that on behalf of everybody that's affiliated with the G Music Entertainment. You know, we record music, obviously, and you know, we have new music coming out, working on, that will be out towards the end of this year, and we'll be sharing that with you. You can find music that we have that's out there right now, but we want to continue to record. But I'm at the point in my life now that even with where I am, you know, without the nominations of any Grammys or anything like that at this particular time, to teach people that enter this music business about the business of it, that it is a business, you know what I mean? That you have to wake up and no one's going to tell you that you got to practice.
Right.
No one's going to tell you that you got to be on your game. No one's going to make you get up. And I try to teach musicians and bands that you got to pay your taxes.
Right.
You can look at somebody that's out there in LA that's making millions of dollars. Well, it's the same thing for someone that's going to make over a certain amount, let's say $600. Well, you got to report that to the IRS, and you'd be surprised how many musicians don't even know that that's something that they have to do, and how they can take advantage of the business skills or learning about business and let the business work for you. What I see myself doing is being a mentor for those that want to do this, to teach them about the business of it. Because just about everybody that says they can play, they say they can play more than like they can play. You know what I mean? Just like we were talking about basketball from yesterday. You either can play or you can't. Now what? You know, what are you going to do with it? And so, you know, I'm trying to, as much as I can, to be a mentor. Young or old, it's just men and women, doesn't matter. It's a matter of the genre. To go about your business in music as a music business. But understand why you're doing it. Me, I do it for the people. When I was younger, I was trying to be like the other musicians and play for the musicians. Whatever that musician was playing, that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna play like him. I'm gonna play like her. Because not one musician is really gonna buy my stuff. A musician is not going to hire me unless they want me to fill in for a gig. If people are going to hire me, that's listening to your radio station right now. And if you're listening to this radio station, and if you're looking for somebody to come to your backyard, whether it's your anniversary, whether it's a coliseum, it doesn't matter. We play music for the people, by the people. Because the people are the ones that who I work for. I work for the people. So the people tell me, look, we want to hear this or do that. That's what we're going to do. Because for the longest time, you have people that are trying to get into this, and they're trying to impress the musicians. There's nothing wrong with that. But that's just like one doctor trying to impress another doctor, or
right.
One janitor trying to impress another thing. That's your competition.
Right. Yeah.
Wow.
You want to focus on what the people want. What do they want to hear? They're the ones that's going to call you and say, listen, I'm having this event. I want you there. If it's another sax player who I play with other sax players, they're not going to call me. Because we're doing the same job. We're bumping heads.
Right.
Yes.
So I'm clear about why I'm doing it. And for the people or the organization, whatever it may be. But music for the people, by the people, to the people.
Well, you know, I'm glad you said that, because we do a lot of mentorship here. We're not just a radio station and a TV station. We actually give out to the community. We also food distribution center in the area that we're in. But I say that to say it's important that we look forwards and backwards to look at the youth, and particularly now since some of them are not doing so well, but there are a lot of them that are doing well. Mm-hmm. And we need to support their habits, their behaviors, in a sense of helping them to grow. In business, it's always been my thing. I've always enjoyed it, and we try to pass that on. We also have a radio show called Just for the Men Radio Talk Show, so we can be better men to right. our wives and to our significant others, because how else would they know if we don't show them some of the things, some of the mistakes that we've made? How would they right. know going forward? So, you know, that hits a strong flavor with me.
Oh, I love that. I love that. You know, I think that I'm going to piggyback on that Just for Men talk show, because men need to learn something to know how they are, how they're supposed to treat their significant other, their yeah. special princesses and queens in their lives. So that's wonderful. And I'm excited about that, not only for what it can do for me as a woman, but for other women as whatever role they play as females.
Yes. Well, DJ Love, you're creating a show as well coming up. You're going to be doing, what are you going to be doing? Sometimes I get lost.
I want to get on that, DJ Love.
Yeah, absolutely. So I am in the process of formulating a women's talk show, because women have a lot to talk about. We wear so many hats, and we're going to have a Spirit of a Woman talk show. Still trying to get that name just solidified, but it is going to be a women's talk show where we'll talk about issues that are pertinent to women so that we can be better women to our significant others, our husbands, or whatever role that other male may have in our lives. And so that's what I'm working on, along with something that DJ Dove mentioned earlier about your hats, and I'm going to go back to that because I am a hat fanatic, and I'm going to be doing something with hats very soon also, a men and a women's line. So Gino, I've seen your hats, and I'm just like, oh, he can wear that hat. It looks really good on him. And so,
you know, everybody has their trademark. You know, Don King has his trademark with his hair, right?
What a trademark, yes.
I don't have any hair anymore, but the hat is my trademark. Sometimes, you know, DJ Level, I go in disguise, and I walk into a store. I take off my hat, and I'm like, nobody's going to recognize me with my hat off.
Right.
You know? But, yeah, that's my crown. I got that part from my dad. He was a hat guy.
Okay.
I just love fedoras. Long time since I asked, but I love fedoras. I put them on. I don't even feel comfortable playing saxophone if I don't have the hat on.
Oh, you gotta have the hat on. It looks good.
You put on the uniform and you put on the armor and then you put on the hat. And now it's time for the music to come.
That's right.
Something, but that's my thing.
I
love my hats.
I'm glad that you mentioned that.
I look forward to your line.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that, because in the studio we have a what we call a picture window that faces the streets, and just so happens your photograph found its way out there, and so that when people walk by the studio, they see you in some of the photographs that you have sent to us, and they're in the front window, because we try to change it up, but we're going to let that one linger a little bit. You look so cool sitting on that bench.
I don't want to disappoint anybody when you see me in person. I bet you Blake Lady said, is that you?
Trust me, they won't be disappointed.
Yes, ma'am.
So,
thank you for that, guys. I really appreciate that. Yeah.
So just in closing, when people, after they have experienced your music, and we know that you're personable enough to go out and meet and greet people and take photographs, you're cool like that, and that just comes from a whole different spiritual level. What has been something very memorable for you that when you go out beyond the stage without your sax and just talk to people the way that you do, what has someone asked you or said to you that you just stuck with you from the time you heard it?
It all depends. I tell you, recently, I sang this song by Frank Sinatra called My Way. I call that a song of reflection. And at 9, when I heard that, didn't mean anything. But as you get older, you listen to the words to that song. There was this guy, he came up to me, this elderly elderly white man, he came to with tears in his eye. He said, "Boy, you sang that song like you really meant it." He started crying. Because the song talks about, and now the end's come. You know, and it talks about a story of reflection and how you experienced these things. And through it all, you did it your way. You did it my way. And to see people's reaction to any song, but that song was surprising to me because no one would expect for me to sing Frank Sinatra on this particular day. And I looked at the crowd and I said, "You know what, they would like some Frank Sinatra." So I turned to the band and I said, "Let's do Frank Sinatra." They said, "What?" It's like James Brown.
Yeah.
I said, "Well," because having it the plan was on the week before the show. Well, I see that there's a certain demographics or a certain mood that they're in, and we try to capture that moment to make the music relative. Other than that, you're just playing perfect notes that don't mean anything. But you can play a song, and all the notes may not be perfect, but the meaning of the song hits that person, and now they have an experience. Because I can the radio and listen, but if I'm going to drive all the way to New Kent, Wyoming, or to Gaylord, or come and hear me in Frederick, Maryland, or in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, then we want to put on a hat and have you to see something. Because I feel like, folks, that if you come to see us at a show, at least we can look nice or look the part when you come and see the show and to give you an experience. And so I think about that man that day that said, "Boy, you sound like you really, you sing that song like you really meant it." And I did. Because I had a chance to reflect on my life and to make that song meaningful. Not just to sing the song because it sounds good, because it means. And people come out because they want to have an experience. They listen to your radio show because they want to have an experience. And so,
yes, yes, I love
each,
it.
Each show is different. And when I go to one, I don't know what to expect. The people tell me what to do. We got a plan, but you'll know when you get there. The people kind of tell you in terms of how they may not be smiling or they may be smiling. Maybe they're dancing already. Maybe they don't want to dance. You got to meet the people where they are to take them to where they really want to be. And where they want to be, they want to have a good time. They want to relax. They want to chill. They want to enjoy life. They want to have an experience.
Well, we're going to come out to see you, and we're bringing our photography team with us. We love taking pictures and just highlighting certain things. I personally love photography so much that I can't go anywhere to events like this and not have a professional camera with me.
We're excited to have you. You guys are going to have a great time. It'll be a wonderful, wonderful experience there at the New Kent Winery concert series that we'll be doing on July 22nd, 6:30 to 9:30 outside. Bring your lawn chairs. You know, they'll have food there already. You can find all the information about who we are. And I say we, but I'm Gino, of course. But Gino is one of the artists because we manage artists. And I talk about myself in third person. But at G Music Group, www.gmusicgroup.com, or just Google Gino, G-E-N-O Marriott. Boom. Our dates and things, everything that we're doing and that we have done will come up.
Well, we are looking forward to this weekend and all the things that you and your team have for the near future. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Gino Marriott. I am DJ Love, and I've been here with DJ Dove. This is On the Beat Radio Talk Show and a production of KingScottRadioTV.com. Thank you.